أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ وعدنا موسى 40 ليلة ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون. The ayah that we were discussing, in which Allah Ta'ala says Allah had promised to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to give him the Torah, which was a great, great ni'mah of Allah, that how to live our lives according to how our Maker wants us to live. This is a very great ni'mah. And Allah had promised him and made an agreement with him that he should spend 40 nights in i'tikaf by Allah Ta'ala at Mount Tur. But in the meantime, Allah Ta'ala says one person from the Bani Israel was a munafiq, Samiri. He made a calf and he told the people that this is your Allah. And in this way he put them in a great fitna. And Allah Ta'ala says that you people, that is referring to the Bani Israel, who were the chosen people of Allah at that time, you people were great transgressors and wrongdoers. We were discussing about the number 40 and the numerals that have got value and they have got special stages by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Consequently, we find there is a whole department of Islam of knowledge where all alphabets like Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha have got numeral values, which is in Abjad, Hawwaz, etc. And from there, the values of the alphabets and words are taken out and used for various good purposes, and unfortunately some people use it for the wrong purposes also. For the correct purposes, like for example, we all know commonly that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is also written as 786, which should, as many ulama don't approve of that it should be written as 786. But that is the alphabets. If the values, with the numeral values are added up, it comes to 786. In this field also, those who are experts in this field, like if a child is born in this year, 1441 Hijri, then according to that, they take out the values and they give a name. But this is for those who have got great intelligence and who have got great knowledge of this. So that is a whole department. From there we find also the ta'wizat that are made, amaliyat, amils who make ta'wizat, which works also on these numerals. They take out the values and according to that they make these ta'wizat. From there we learn that that which is based on the Quran Sharif and whose origin is in Quran and Hadith, that has got great value. Those numerals also have got great values and have a great effect on a person. However, in the same token, if those very numerals are used for wrong purposes, as they have always in the history of mankind, numerals have been used also for wrong purposes, then this is totally haram also, and it is most harmful and most dangerous, which leads towards shaitaniyat and towards jahannam. Therefore, a person must be very careful. If its basis and its origin is in the Quran Sharif and used for the correct purpose, then it will be alright. But if it is used for wrong purposes, as many types of gambling also is on numbers. So all that is totally haram and it is of shaitaniyat, it is of nifaq, and it leads a person towards jahannam. In the same way, from here also we learn that all things that which are based in the Quran and the origin is in the Quran Sharif and with sincerity and correctly and the correct knowledge also and for the correct purpose also, then these things are which are of great benefit for mankind and man benefits from them greatly. But if it is for the detriment of man, for harming people and causing like jadu etc., then this is, which unfortunately also is becoming more prevalent, then this is totally haram and it is of the work of shaitan and which leads towards jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. In this field, there is one very important other aspect also which we have to be very apprehensive of, and that is that many people will use Islamic terminology and beautiful Islamic names also, the actual, and they will appear to be very knowledgeable in presenting a subject as to what Islamic terminology, Islamic terms, etc. But inside that is all kufriyat. Under that is all kufriyat. It is like a simple way to understand. Somebody gives you a present with a beautiful gift wrap. Outside it is presented very beautifully, but inside all dirt and filth is filled in there. So the outside wrapping shouldn't deceive a person. And unfortunately, many of us get deceived with the outside wrapping. Just like a person who is a munafiq, he will come to you as a very great friend of yours, as your great well-wisher, wanting to do very great. But if we do not discern and make out, inside he has got great enmity for you. Just like Shaitan comes to a person also, as he went to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam also. And he took qasam also, that is the well-wisher. He wants only good for them. But inside was all his kufr. And he led them out of Jannat also, and brought them with the cause for them to come into this dunya. So therefore we have to be very careful of people who use Islamic terms, but inside are things which are totally against Islam. And for that, it's difficult for us to have all that knowledge and insight. But if we have proper ta'alluq with Allah, we will be able to discern it very easily, that yeah, there seems to be something wrong. This is not right. We will be apprehensive. We will be careful. If our ta'alluq with Allah, with the masjid, with namaz, with Allah is correct, then inshallah we won't be just misled so easily. And so therefore, we have to be very careful of this thing, which is very prevalent even in these days. And people who will appear to be very religious and have lot of knowledge of deen also, and will present everything in a very beautiful deeni garb, but inside will be completely opposite. It will be things of kufr, things of Hinduism, things of Jewish people, things of idols, etc. All the haram things, but given beautiful Islamic names. So we have to be very careful, and dua is a great weapon Allah has given us that we must use all the time, that Allah protects us. And we have to realize, I can't protect myself, only Allah can protect me. And in that, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem is greatly effective. Very simple, very easy. It is available to each and every one. And we read it sincerely, Allah will protect us. The same thing with La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, a very great protection also. So we must use this to protect our most important, most valuable commodity of Iman. That we go from the suhu, this Iman Allah has given us, it is our duty, utmost duty to protect it. May Allah give us all that.